How do you get kids to learn to listen? Use music. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gina Greer, professor of music and music education at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, shows us how.
Developing listening skills is an important aspect of education, whether it is in the music classroom or general classroom. As a music teacher educator, I focus my research on creative and critical thinking skills, and the development of listening skills provides the foundation for this work. While there are many paths a music educator can take to accomplish this, one environment that captivates students and gets them thinking beyond just talking about the beat is one that is multimedia-based. Most of my research involves students exploring the world of music through film. I am currently extending that into video game music as well. If you've ever watched a film and knew something either good or bad was about to happen, chances are it was the music that signaled that. In my work with students, we listen to a great deal of film music and discuss how it makes them feel. What about the music makes them feel that way, and what might be happening visually? I have them explore stories and events by creating soundtracks to convey the emotion, action, or even something about a particular character. At other times, I will show them a short video clip without any sound or context and ask them to come up with the backstory to create the soundtrack. During the pandemic, I noticed the importance of video games in my students' lives, as well as how important the music in the games were to their playing experience. As with film music, certain themes can signal changes in the action or level, or it can convey the mood of what is taking place on screen. This type of approach presents the music teacher or general classroom teacher with an interdisciplinary approach that supports the development of literacy skills while maintaining its relevance to the student's social and cultural interests.
That was Gina Greer of the University of Massachusetts Lowell. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.